بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب ما يدعى به للمريض وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا اشتكى الإنسان الشيء منه وقال كانت به قرحة أو جرح قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأصبعه هكذا ووضع سفيان بن عيينة الراوي سبابه بالأرض ثم رفعها وقال بسم الله تربة أرضنا بريقة بعضنا يشفى به سقيمنا بإذن ربنا متفق عليه. Continuing with the aspect or the topic which deals with the visiting of the sick, part of the adab and etiquette of the sick or visiting the sick is the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to recite either when visiting the sick or someone has to come to us and mention to us some difficulty, some physical challenge that he is facing, some sickness, etc., some disability. What is very, very important is that unfortunately many of us, when it comes to aspects of deen and shariat, we have this general apathy and mindset that one was our development days when we were in school or madrasa. We learnt a few du'as, we have taught a few things, for example, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, before entering the toilet, when you leave the toilet, before eating, after eating, when waking up in the morning, when going to sleep at night. The dindar homes, we find that obviously the mother or father has some sort of dini fikr, then they try and teach these few du'as and etiquettes to their children. Importance of making salam when entering the home, dua when you leave the home, etc. Whatever we picked up in our childhood days, to some extent, we find those that are linked to jamaat, or linked to tabligh, or linked to the masjid, or linked to ulama, etc. These few duas we read. But, illa mashallah, majority of us, like I mentioned, have this, what we call apathy towards this. That we have a cut-off point. If you ask ourselves, in the last few years, how many new du'as have I learnt? How many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam am I practicing upon? Illa mashallah, majority of us, it may be one or two, or it may be nothing at all. And we find that if we have to compare this with the mizaj and temperament of Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those that were in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that right till the last breath, they had this jazbah and zeal. They were like a sponge, trying to absorb everything possible from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find that there are such incidents that sometimes when you read them, you wonder this might be some sort of a made-up tale or something, where a sahabi, just to hear one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one utterance of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes undertakes a journey on camel in the desert which lasts an entire month just to go to the person who heard. He already knows the hadith, but this person heard it directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to hear it from him. A journey will be undertaken just to listen to one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will we compare that with what our attitude in dunya? We are trying, striving for excellence. All the time we are making effort. In deen, unfortunately, like I mentioned, we have this general sense of apathy. Whereas, if you look at the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at the hikmat, if you look at the wisdom, if we study and analyze, what a beautiful miracle and gem his du'as were, we will realize what a great loss we are bringing about on ourselves by not creating this connection. This mindset that it's too, my brain cells are dead, it's too old for me, I'm too old, it's too difficult. We should get that out of our minds. If we can't learn the dua by heart, write the dua down. Most of the du'as of Rasulullah ﷺ are very, very short. Write it down. And the easiest way to learn a du'a and to make it part of our life is to practice on it. For example, this chapter is very, very important in this aspect. If you ask, mashallah, we are going hospital, visiting people, family, somebody becomes sick in our family, in our part of our masjid, mashwara, by so-and-so is sick in the locality, in Gush, or in our 2.5 hours, or in our daily time, we need to go and visit that person, etc. How many of us actually even know what dua you're supposed to be reading? Or what dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read on such occasions? We find that this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, from the very, very authentic ahadith, has brought together a few of the duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read when somebody was sick or somebody complained of some sickness, etc. And like I mentioned in this introduction, my respected brothers, take the trouble of learning these du'as. Don't deprive ourselves of this great wealth that we have at our disposal right in front of us. So, Babu ma yadda'i bihi lil marid or yud'a bihi lil marid. The chapter which deals with what are the du'as that should be made for those who are sick. The commentators have mentioned that this is a general heading that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought in this sense, that not only what the person who visits should read, sometimes you yourself when you are sick, during sickness, what is the du'a that Rasulullah ﷺ taught us that we should be reading. Such du'as are found in the ahadith that are mentioned here. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator. She says that when someone, إِذَا اشْتَكَ الْإِنسَانُ شَيْءَ مِنْهُ, when someone used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain or to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word ishtaka is bab ifti'al. In other words, ulama say it has the meaning of mubalagha. In other words, great pain, great difficulty, great sickness, not an ordinary sickness. Somebody, إِذَا اشْتَكَ الْإِنسَانِ, somebody came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of a sickness. أَوْ كَانَتْ بِهِ قَرْحَةٌ أَوْ جُرْحٌ, or sometimes it may just be a wound or an injury. Sahaba sometimes were injured on the battlefield, they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, a wound, injury, etc. When someone would come with this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would point with his finger. And the narrator of the hadith, Sufyan bin Uyayna, who is a tabi'i, the generation after Sahaba, he would, in illustrating the subject matter of this hadith, وَضَعَ سُفْيَانُ بْنُ عُيَيْنَا الرَّاوِي سَبَّابَهُ بِالْأَرْضِ. He took his sababa. Sababa is the, what we call in English, the index finger. In other words, the finger that is next to the thumb. He would take his index finger and he would place it on the ground. ثُمَّ رَفَعَهَا. Then he would raise it up. Based on this and other riwayat, what is meant is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would slightly wet his finger with his mubarak saliva. So wet the index finger with his saliva, then take the finger, place it on the ground, in other words, mix it a little bit with the sand of the earth. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite this dua, Bismillah. Bismillah. I take the name of Allah, or I invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turbatu ardina. The sand of our earth. Now, ardina, soil of our earth. Because of this, our earth, some ulama say that this dua is specific to Madina Munawwara. In other words, the soil of Madina Munawwara, as we know, has special blessings, special barakat. Because this was the land of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is his burial place. So, either it could be the special barakat of the sand of Madina Munawwara, or the more general view is that it doesn't have to be Madina Munawwara, any sand. So, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Turbatu Ardina, the sand of our earth, Biriqati Ba'dina, mixed with our saliva. Yushfa bihi saqimuna. We, in the name of Allah, the sand of our earth mixed with our saliva, we are asking Allah to cure our sick. Yushfa bihi saqimuna. That, O Allah, we are invoking you, we are begging you that cure our sick. In other words, relieve this pain, relieve this hardship. Because as we see in the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, قَرْحٌ أَوْ جَرْحٌ, either wound or an injury. And then, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّنَا, in with the permission of our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm repeating the dua before we go into any explanation with regards to its significance. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, turbatu ardina, the sand of our earth, biriqati ba'dina, mixed with our saliva, yushfa bihi saqimuna, may Allah give shifa and cure to our sick, bi'idhni rabbina, with the permission of our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alama Turpisti, rahimahullah, one muhaddis, he says that, if you look at the wording of this dua, saliva, sand of the earth, etc., he said, our minds cannot comprehend the connection between the words and their meaning. And even if you don't understand the connection, what's the connection with a bit of saliva and with the sand, with the sickness that someone is experiencing, or a wound or an injury? Technically or logically, there is no real connection. But he says that the object is barakah, blessings of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and seeking cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some commentators of hadith that have mentioned certain logical connections between these particular words, the choice of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the inner, deeper meaning and significance that is found in this dua. This dua is muttafaq alayhi. So in Bukhari Sharif, it's in Muslim Sharif. It's a very, very authentic dua. It's not a long dua. It's something that we should try and learn. So I'm going to repeat it again before we go. Obviously, we've run out of time with the significance of the words, etc., that we will continue. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody would come to him, wound, injury, sickness, complaining of some pain, some hardship they are experiencing in some part of the body. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his Mubarak hand on that part of the body and recite this dua. But before doing that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would take a little bit of saliva, put it on his index finger, mix it with the sand of Madina Sharif or the sand that is there, and then place it over this wound or injury, and he would recite these words, Bismillah, turbatu ardina, biriqati ba'dina, yushfa bihi saqimuna, bi'idhni rabbina. I take the name of Allah, the sand of our earth mixed with our saliva. Yushfa bihi saqimuna. May Allah grant cure to our sick with the permission of our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, that the significance or the underlying meaning or the wisdom in this dua, just by way of introduction, we can keep it in our minds. Generally, saliva in this context refers to sperm. In other words, sperm is obviously what Allah Ta'ala created us from. Min nutfa. Quran tells us from a drop of sperm. So in hadith terminology, many instances, the saliva is used to illustrate sperm. Secondly, Allah Ta'ala, when you go to the graveyard, we throw sand into the grave, we read this verse, Minha khalaqnakum. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From dust you were created, to dust you will return, and from dust you will be raised up. In other words, the two elements from which Allah created humanity, on the one hand is sand, and the other is a drop of sperm. So this is the wisdom behind these words, and obviously the link we'll go on and explain. One is saliva, refers to sperm. The other is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mixed it with sand. In other words, the original building material of insan. Allah give us tawfiq.